A couple of things to note. I wanted to mention this. You may have heard, find it interesting, that as prominent as BlackBerry was, especially in the early 2000s when, you know, the first advances of devices were starting to be used and BlackBerry was king, you're hearing the news that, well, if you're still using BlackBerry after today, forget it. All the legacy services for BlackBerry are going away. No longer will there be any reliable function, including for data, phone calls, SMS, and 911 functionality.
Going to flip off of flip phones.
Yes, exactly right. But yeah, I mean, it used to be that BlackBerry was king. Remember, that wasn't BlackBerry when President Obama was getting into office? That was the device that was popular, and they were urging him, you can't be on your BlackBerry, and he didn't want to give it up, and they were trying to make some accommodations or something like that.
So. Recall the debate on that,
Yeah,
I remember.
So that, were you into BlackBerry?
I was not, no.
One of our former owners back around the turn of the century was big into BlackBerry.
Oh, was it? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then came Apple's iPhone and Google with Android, and
that was it.
BlackBerry was left in the dust.
Yes, the MySpace.
I'd forgotten that MySpace and Facebook, and look what happens. Mm-hmm. It says here, not forgotten this, it says here that BlackBerry attempted a rebound in 2013, introducing a touchscreen-only phone, dropping the device's signature physical keyboard, which was one of the key features, but obviously it didn't work. I don't recall that, but obviously it didn't work. So anyway, there you go. If you're still a fan, if you're still holding on for dear life, it now becomes perhaps nothing more than just an antiquated decoration on your mantle.
Time to shop around if you need a new phone.
I haven't seen anybody use one in, I don't know. I haven't really. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't see that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see
it's very
anymore,
sad.
Obviously. Oh, also a quick note before I want to get to the main story here. Starting tomorrow, 5th, 6th, and 7th, I think it is, the CES technology show.
Oh, yeah.
There's a story coming out, lots of stories, but this one intrigued me just because it has to do with agriculture. You know, obviously that's big in our area. And it talks about how John Deere is going to be introducing self-driving tractors, which I thought already were in place. I thought there had long been the usage of some in the agricultural community using GPS.
Yeah, I could see where you have them go up and down a road and back and forth, and you know, it seems like you could program that.
Now, maybe the key innovation here is the description of this part, where apparently it is getting accolades for its See and Spray robot as part of its tractor technology. This See and Spray robot uses a computer with visionary technique to more precisely spray herbicide on weeds and not on plants.
And that could cut down the cost of the product that you need for the herbiciding.
I like to think so.
Yeah,
I mean, if
you're
getting less...
more accuracy.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure that there's probably one of those, okay, we're going to spray. We know that this certain percentage of actual product might be lost because it might get sprayed, but overall you still do it. But anyway... we'll have to find out more, but obviously with the importance of agriculture in our area,
I'll
have to ask Terry Henney more about that and see if he knows. 646 on WSW. So this story comes out, maybe you heard, and it's, I think, getting attention. Well, I did not realize. I mean, headquartered in Detroit, I knew Little Caesars.
the Illich's
and everything like that. I did not realize, though, that it is the third largest pizza chain in the world.
Little Caesars.
Yeah, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
As the chain has stores in all 50 states in this country, which I knew was in this country, but apparently also in 27 countries and territories, making it the third largest in the world. I did not know that. Well, the announcement is coming forth, says here, nearly 25 years after it was first launched, Little Caesars is going to up the price while adding more pepperoni to the hot and ready pizza. Yeah, the classic $5 pepperoni and cheese pizza now going to cost you $5.55.
Oh, my God.
That's what it says.
Yes.
Pizza built on being ready and waiting with no pre-ordering necessary for customers to zip in and grab. The price is going to vary market by market, it says. Some prices have already gone up, and other places it will be going up. But, yes, an increase. They haven't increased the price in 25
years. I was going to say, that's not a bad run. That's 25 years that hasn't gone up in price.
Pretty impressive.
That is. So it was eventual. It's going to happen.
I got to say, I've done that before. I've gone in and said, I just need a quick one. But I don't think I've ever really, I knew it was cheap, which, of course, for me, was the reason I was buying it. It's like, just give it to me.
Kind of like your spaghetti sauce.
Exactly right. Exactly right. You know, I was buying this, and it was fine for me. I enjoy supporting Little Caesars. I never paid attention. I have to pay attention to the price.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you start to increase prices, you could be affecting my personal budget here. That, 50, that 55 cents could add up if I decide to splurge on pizza now a little bit more from time to time.
Save the money on gas and turn around and spend it on pizza.
Exactly right.
55 cents.
Well, according to the marketing chief of Little Caesars, Hot and Ready is going to be costing more as it will be new and improved, especially with the 33% more pepperoni.
I see.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm thinking, can't they just give me the old and reliable with 33% less pepperoni and
keep it at $5? Keep it at
$5. Yeah, you know, I mean.
What I'm thinking.
Well, they had to find a clever way to raise their prices.
given the choice. You know,
right.
Maybe this will be like the classic Coke. Remember they introduced the new Coke and that didn't go well, so they had to offer the classic. Maybe I'll get the classic Hot and Ready. That 55-cent differential. You know, hey, I'm just saying, you could come into play. You got to watch the budget these days. My question, and it is answered in here, it's actually kind of funny, because I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's a very good price
still
for a pizza.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And the question was asked, you know, how is Little Caesars surviving offering that price? And they say basically it is based on the fact that they're selling so many. The volume of sales overcomes any of the discount that that they may be offering. Mm. So
All right.
Well, we'll have to track it and see. I know that everyone is going to be hinging on this story, I'm sure, over the next several months to find out will the sales go up or down with the price increase, and we'll keep you up to date. I'm sure that you don't want to be on the edge of your seat here.
Well, you know, with the price increase, the Ilitch family might be able to splurge on some good free agents for the Detroit Tigers and the Detroit Red Wings.
Now, there is the question that needs to be asked. Thank you, Pat Johnston, for putting it in proper perspective.
Thank you.
You know? Yeah, to put enough. Well,
what are you willing to pay for your pizza to improve our Detroit sports teams?
In that case, dinner tonight, I'm paying the extra 55 cents for playoff baseball in Detroit.